When Governor Rick Snyder delivered his State of the State address on January 19th, I thought for a moment, wow, he's going to turn this around. He's taking responsibility.
I am sorry, and I will fix it. No citizen of this great state should endure this kind of catastrophe. Government failed you, federal, state, and local leaders, by breaking the trust you placed in us.
Since then, we've seen one question after another casting doubts on how things are changing. The governor releases 2014 and 2015 emails as he promised, but really most of the decisions were made in 2013. We learned bottled water was sent to state employees in Flint, while state officials assured residents the water's perfectly safe to drink. The guy the governor put in charge of dealing with the Flint crisis apparently knew there might be a Flint River link to Legionnaires as long as a year ago. With us to talk about these missteps and how the Snyder administration is handling its public relations is Matt Friedman. He's co-founder of Tanner Friedman Strategic Communications. So I have to tell you, there have been so many stories I thought were one-day stories, and they end up being three-day stories simply because I think, in my opinion, the governor's office kind of mishandled them. How do you view it?
I think, first of all, the state of the state could have been a real turning point in the entire dialogue about how this is being handled. And we're at a situation now where it still feels like we're closer to the beginning of this story than we are to the end, and there's no turning point in sight. And that's a bad place to be when you work in PR. The other thing that's happened over the last couple of weeks is for some reason, PR and communications has been viewed as yet another controversy. It's being viewed somehow as a luxury item that the governor is choosing to be upsold on.
And I wanted to ask you about that because he hired two firms. Was that a good move, a necessary move, or what do you think of it?
Absolutely necessary. If you look at that communication staff, these are experienced journalists but not experienced crisis communicators. And the answer there is to go to the outside marketplace, the way it would if the state got sued and it was some case that in-house lawyers in the attorney general's office couldn't handle on their own. They'd need to bring in a law firm. Nobody would think twice about it. But for some reason, in this case, it's viewed as some kind of an expensive extra. And that has distracted from the job that needs to be done. I think it's a legitimate question. Were these the right firms? Were they brought in at the right time? Are they doing good work? Those are all legitimate questions. But it is detracted from their effort because the whole thing is controversial.
I want to ask you what the difference is between crisis management and day-to-day public relations. How do the two differ?
They really are different because day-to-day, they're questions that need to be answered. It's a lot of factual work on behalf of a communications team. There are press releases that need to go out, announcements that need to be made. But crisis is a different mode altogether. The fundamentals are the same, but the execution is very different. And you have to understand that the audience is in tune in a different way. And communicating to that audience and meeting the audience's expectation, it's hard. And if you haven't done it before, you don't necessarily know how to do it naturally. It's only through experience.
I want to ask you, how do you think the governor's mantra of relentless positive action, those upbeat statements that are a hallmark of this administration, how is that read by the public in situations such as the Flint water contamination or the Detroit public schools financial crisis?
They're in a much different mode now, and they need to start acting like it. I will keep thinking of the photo op in Lansing where they signed the bill for the initial funding for Flint, and it's a bunch of smiling faces.
Actually, I think that was in West Michigan.
Yeah. I'm sorry. West Michigan was in Grand Rapids, at a hotel in Grand Rapids. And it should have been in Flint, number one, but the smiling faces were inappropriate. Relentless positive action got him to a point. It's time for a different mode now. That's very hard to do in politics when they create a brand around a personality. But this has to change, and the audience needs to be talked to in a different way.
Facebook posts by the governor's aides and Lieutenant Governor Calley are always very cheery, very positive. From a PR perspective, is it more important to keep up appearances like that, keep the positive image up, or to be seen doing things the way New Jersey Governor Chris Christie did after Hurricane Sandy, in the trenches, hard hat on, handing out water? Or is there some other way for politicians to behave in these situations?
This is really hard in the culture of politics because the mantra is always for people in these political environments, make your guy look good. Don't make him look bad. And that's what's repeating over and over again in the heads of communications people. Guess what? Bad stuff happened here, very difficult things are happening, the grip and grin mentality is not going to work. The audience is not going to buy it. You have to meet the audience where they are. And so you can communicate in a straightforward way when there's information to be imparted, but it has to be with a different style because this is a much different story than they've had to deal with up until this point.
Do you volunteer things even if you know it's going to reflect badly on things that have happened in the past but aren't yet known?
I say yes. And I've been met with resistance in meetings about this with corporate clients because everybody in an inside of an organization is trained to make the organization look good. There are going to be moments where you're going to lose a battle and you're just not going to look good because of it. But you hope that in the aggregate, you're going to be portrayed as doing the right thing. And what's happening here is if it isn't just one shoe dropping, it's another shoe dropping, and more shoes keep dropping all the time, this crisis is not going to go away anytime soon. Anything they know that hasn't been reported yet, even if it's bad, get it out there. Otherwise, they can't move forward. And that's really hard to do.
That's Matt Friedman. He's a co-founder with Tanner Friedman Strategic Communications. Thanks for coming in.
Anytime.